From London, BBC Caribbean Report. As Mexico moves towards joining the United States and Canada in a free trade arrangement, should the Caribbean seek to get in on the act?
The Caribbean at this point in time is not ready for it.
That's a view of a top U.S. Department of Commerce official. We'll also hear from Dominica's Trade Minister, Charles Maynard. And today marks the 10th anniversary of the assassination of Guyana's Dr. Walter Rodney.
In all reality, it is unnecessary to threaten a man's life and liberty if you can reduce him to a state of submission.
I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. At the end of his visit to the United States this week, the President of Mexico said his government would be starting negotiations with Washington on a free trade agreement. Such a development, which could pave the way for the setting up of a single common market for Canada, the United States, and Mexico, could have profound implications for the whole region. So, should the Caribbean seek to get in on such an arrangement? It's a question I put to the director of the Caribbean Basin Division in the United States Department of Commerce, Hedija Cravales.
Well, I think what the Caribbean has to do is take a look at the aggressive position that Mexico has taken over the last year or so on dismantling trade and investment barriers. And when they look at that, they can see what kind of thing is possible to do. And I think the Caribbean has to aggressively look at dismantling some of its own barriers and be more successful perhaps in regional integration as a first, and then